You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Boy With Uke, who you just heard, is in the studio right now. It is great to have you here, and officially, for the first time ever, welcome to Las Vegas. It's great to have you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So when you think, okay, I'm going to Vegas for the first time, like, what's on the punch list for you? Is there any expectation? Is there any thoughts of what you're going to do while you're in town? Or it's just like, I'm going to go do the show tonight and then figure it out?
When I first came here yesterday, first thought was, I got to do my fucking laundry.
So you got to do your, hold on, that may be the first time in the history of doing a radio show, and I've been doing this in Las Vegas for 17 years, where I've ever asked anyone, when you come to Las Vegas, what are you going to do? And they say laundry. This is the last stop on your tour. Why are you doing laundry, man?
I am officially out of underwear.
Yeah, it's an emergency. I get it.
Yeah, I'm wearing one of those shorts that, like, you don't need to wear underwear for. Like, I'm...
You're freeballing it right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So for those of you that aren't familiar with the Boy With Uke persona, you've got a full-on hoodie, you got the face mask on, and no underwear.
Hell yeah.
That's a move.
I mean, it's hot. It's a desert, Dave. Yeah. You don't want to keep your boys all constrained while you're here. You know, set them free.
He's more protected up top than he is down bottom right now.
There is a bar laundromat combination here in Las Vegas that we could send you to if you really want to get weird.
That's wild.
It's a bar laundromat, and it's in a weird part of town. Just let me know if you want the address. I'll hook you up. There's a lot of questions that are coming in the chat, and there is a number of people asking about your inspiration. Like, when you were coming up musically, was there any bands or artists that you looked up to that maybe influenced the artist that you become today?
Yeah, there have been a lot, like 21 Pilots, Dominic Fike, Milky Chance, Still Woozy.
There has been
a lot.
And there's a number of people that were kind of speculating, obviously, with the persona and the mask. They're saying that you do this because you want people to focus on your music. Is there any truth to that, or what's the story behind the mask?
Yeah, I mean, do you want the long one or the short one?
We got time.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Just lay it on us.
Long one is, I was looking on Amazon, and then I thought it was cool, and then I bought it.
It's a good story.
Okay.
But no, it was actually, this is like the fourth iteration of the mask. I've had like two masks that look different, and then a third one that looked like this, but it was like cheap and I couldn't like sing out of it, and this is the final one. And the reason I wear it is just I'm shy.
You're shy. Yeah, I mean, there's been a number of people that have, you know, sleuthed and tried to figure out details about your life. I will say you've done a very good job at masking all of that. Like, no one really knows anything about you.
Yeah, it's like the wildest thing. So like when I'm on like tour with AJR, we've been doing these meet and greets where I go out and like I sign people's merch and everything. And then like it's a little bit overwhelming sometimes because everyone's like coming to you and they're like videotaping and stuff. And then 5 minutes later, I go back out without the whole get up. And I'm just me.
No idea.
Nobody knows.
Good for you, man. Yeah. That's the best thing. So people ask us, you know, because we've been doing this radio show for a long time. And they're like, man, like, does it bother you that you're not as famous as even like the local TV weather guy? Like, no, man, that's the best thing in the world.
There's
like,
nothing worse than being famous or known and being poor.
Right.
That is like you want to be awful. Like wish something ill on somebody. Be famous and poor.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks.
Yeah. So you got good people around you. I mean, you're a young guy, right? You're what, 20 years old? 19?
19.
19 years old. I mean, you feel like you've surrounded yourself with some really good people that are looking out for you in this kind of crazy world of entertainment.
Yeah, for sure. I think we have a very strong, very good team.
And the family supportive of you going out on these crazy tours across the country and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing okay, so I think they're not going to stop me.
So you're stalking your Twitter as you do before for an interview comes up. You joined a little over a month ago, a month and a half ago. You joined FaZe Blaze for some Fortnite, and big fan of his. I'm a big gamer myself. Big into not Fortnite so much, but big into Call of Duty.
Oh, God.
Season 4 of Call of Duty Vanguard just dropped, and Warzone just hit. And
are you
some
in the
new...
drip? Like, why do you keep saying that? Like, what is going on here? Yeah,
he's what do you mean?
He acts like you're getting some kickback every time you plug that.
No, there's something that's very important because season 4 of Caldera just dropped, and one of the guys looks just like You.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for real, like, they stole your likeness
that's a copyright infringement.
One of the
operators. You need to sue them right now.
But no, I was curious. Like, it has to be, there can't be a coincidence that somebody over at, you know, Ravensoft or, you know, the people who run Warzone, that somebody has to be a fan of yours to put this in the game. I mean, the hoodie, the mask, all of it looks just like you. And obviously, you do a little bit of gaming yourself. But you know, has anybody reached out to you from Activision about that at all?
Not from Activision, but I have been tagged in like photos and videos of that. I think that's pretty sick. I'm flattered, but.
One of the biggest games in the world right now, and even if it isn't, you know, even if it is just a happy coincidence, tell everybody, because it'd be just you and Snoop Dogg being the only two musical artists who are currently featured.
So Mahoney has this theory that every single musical artist that is going to break through and become a huge superstar in today's day and age is going to come through the internet, right, in one way or another, and that's much of your backstory as well. But with the way that things have blown up over these past few months for you, is that something that you were expecting? I mean, because it's one thing where it's like, okay, you're starting to get a following online and there's people that are interested in whatever you're posting. It's a whole other thing for people to go, I want to buy a concert ticket for X number of dollars and go out on a Wednesday night like we saw in San Diego earlier this week, where there's, you know, what, 7,000 people or whatever it looked like out there watching your show. Are you surprised that it's blown up as quickly as it has?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't expect anything that happened or is happening now. But yeah, the whole ticket thing, like them buying tickets, though, I feel like that's not really like a product of my work. That's more so AJR and everything that they've done. I'm like new to the whole touring thing. Like, this is my first actual tour, so like I don't want to take credit for like those ticket sales or
no, but I mean, tonight's the last night of the tour, though. I mean, do you feel like you've learned a lot, accomplished a lot? Are you excited to round this out in a very successful way?
Yeah, I'm excited. I feel like this has all been like a big learning experience for what's to come.
Well, thank you very much for stopping by today, man. We appreciate you. Enjoy your first night in Las Vegas and good luck with the laundry.
Thank you.
And if you want to jump on some Warzone when you're off tour,
oh my god,
hit me up. Are you really just?
I'll DM you my battle tag.